This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Hudson's Muslim community and various public officials gathered April 29th at the Hudson Islamic Center to break ground for a new community center. The center will consist of a library, prayer rooms, and classrooms. The idea for the new center dates back to 2007, Third Ward Alderman Shershah Mizan said. The project is expected to cost $1.5 million, and as of the groundbreaking, one half of the amount needed has been raised, he said. The project is expected to take 18 months to complete. Quote, we've got a big long way to go, end quote, Mizan said. In his remarks, Imam Abdullah Al-Fawal challenged the audience to raise $25,000 toward the goal, and some individual audience members pledged $1,000. Elected officials who spoke during the ceremony included Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morell, Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner, and Second Ward Alderman Abdus Mia. In his remarks, Mayor Rick Rector said the new center will be a wonderful gift to the city. Quote, I congratulate you and thank you for what will certainly be a great new addition to Hudson and a grand testament to its diversity and goodness, end quote, Rector said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos announced April 30th that fishing season begins May 5th for walleye, northern pike, pickerel, and tiger muskellunge. Quote, fishing for these species, especially walleye and pike, can be especially good in cooler periods of early spring, and anglers are encouraged to take advantage of the exceptional fishing opportunities across the state, end quote, the DEC advised in a press release. Walleye can be found in more than 140 locations statewide, including every major watershed. Lake Erie and Oneida Lake, especially, are projected to produce great fishing in 2018. Due to exceptions, the statewide regulations for all species are in effect, so anglers are advised to pick up a copy of the 2018-19 Freshwater Fishing Regulations Guide to ensure they are aware of the current regulations for their fishing location. The latest guide is available online and at all DEC offices and sporting license vendors. Read the full press release at nys.gov. The Times Union is reporting volunteers will turn out to clean up, beautify, and improve New York's parks, historic sites, and public lands next weekend. The first Saturday in May is designated, quote, I Love My Park Day, end quote. For the seventh year, projects are being organized by Parks and Trails New York. More than 125 sites are hosting events on May 5th, including the Olana State Historic Site, where volunteers will be enlisted to help remove invasive Japanese barberry from the areas along the carriage roads. There will also be a litter patrol, leaves to rake, and windows to wash at Cozy Cottage and the Wagon House. At Taconic State Park, Copaic Falls, volunteers will clean out the kiddie pool, fluff mulch in the playground, or sweep off the campground platforms. At North-South Lake Campground in Haines Falls, participants will clean up campsites, plant trees, and put out picnic tables. Detailed information is available at the Parks and Trails New York website. Read the full story in the Times Union. And the Daily Freeman is reporting the latest round in the state's annual Regional Economic Development Council competition is underway, with $750 million to be awarded to projects statewide. The economic development money will be awarded to 10 regions. Businesses, local governments, and not-for-profits are able to apply for assistance from dozens of state programs aimed at creating jobs and revitalizing communities. The annual program was launched by Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2011 and so far has awarded $5.4 billion to more than 6,000 projects statewide. However, the program has been criticized for its lack of transparency and failure to attain its own job creation goals. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.